off of there right now.
I know you just didn't call St. Christopher Voodoo. Man's the patron saint of travelers, dog.
You had a conversation with God, huh? What did God say? Go forth, my son, and leave big slobbery suction rings on every dashboard you find? Why the hell do you do that?
Look at the way your crazy ass drive, then ask me that again.
Chevy pickup and Mercedes driving north on Balboa. Pickup cuts in front, driver of the Mercedes gets pissed, pulls a gun, doesn't realize the guy in the pickup is a cop coming off shift.
Wait a minute, this Barry Gibb dude is a cop.
Yeah, name's Conklin. He's a narc out of Wilshire.
I got the Mercedes.
Mercedes takes a shot at him, Detective Conklin returns fire, one shot, Mercedes rolls to a stop, driver opens the door, falls out dead.
He looks very relaxed for just having shot somebody.
He says he kept trying to drive away, Mercedes kept pulling up next to him, screaming, waving a gun, shot back in self-defense.
Anybody actually see who shot first?
They just heard two bangs.
Find me a witness. That is a nice gun.
Well, the car is registered to a Cindy Bradley. That's not Cindy. That is a William Lewis. Pounds under the front seat. Hollywood Division.
Looks like Detective Conklin shot himself the wrong nigga.
How much longer are you gonna be?
This is the last one.
Thank you.
Think reporters listen to police calls?
I need to talk to you for a second.
Can you just give me a minute, right? And find Flanagan, will you? Now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi.
I want the locks changed again in the morning.
You want? Look, why don't you just go lie down, huh? Have you checked on James?
Well, of course I've checked on James. I've checked on him every 5 minutes since we've been home. Do not patronize me. I want the locks changed again in the morning.
Shh, it's okay. Just go to bed, all right?
You know what? Didn't I just ask you not to treat me like a child?
I'm sorry, Miss Jean. It's okay. I go home now.
It's fine. Thank you very much for staying, Maria.
You're welcome. No problem. Good night, Miss Jean.
Good night.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I would like the locks changed again in the morning. And you know what? You might mention that we'd appreciate it if next time they didn't send a gang member.
A gang member?
Yes, yes.
What, you mean that kid in there?
Yes, the guy in there with the shaved head, the pants around his ass, the prison tattoo.
Those are not prison tattoos.
Oh, really? And he's not going to go sell our key to one of his gangbanger friends the moment he is out our door.
We've had a really tough night. I think it'd be best if you just went upstairs right
now.
And
what, wait for them to break in? I just had a gun pointed in my face.
You lower your voice.
And it was my fault because I knew it was going to happen. But if a white person sees two black men walking towards her and she turns and walks in the other direction, she's a racist, right? Well, I got scared and I didn't say anything. And 10 seconds later, I had a gun in my face. Now, I am telling you, your amigo in there is going to sell our key to one of his homies. And this time it'd be really fucking great if you acted like you actually gave a shit.
All right, what do we got? Talk to me, Karen.
Flanagan doesn't think anybody has a story yet.
I'm the goddamn district attorney of Los Angeles. If my car gets jacked, it's gonna make news. Fuck! Why do these guys have to be black? I mean, why? No matter how we spin this thing, I'm either gonna lose the black vote or I'm gonna lose a law and order vote.
Yeah, I think you're worrying too much. You have a lot of support in the black community.
All right, if we can't duck this thing, we're going to have to neutralize it. What we need is a picture of me pinning a medal on a black man. Bruce? The firefighter. The one who saved the camp or something. Northridge. What's his name?
He's Iraqi.
He's Iraqi. Well, he looks black.
He's dark-skinned, sir, but he's Iraqi. His name's Saddam Kahum.
Saddam. His name's Saddam. Oh, that's real good, Bruce. Yeah, I'm gonna pin a medal on an Iraqi named Saddam.
Give yourself a raise, will ya?
It's been good doing business with you.
How soon can I have them?
I'm picking them up right now.
Look, you're not listening to me. This is an emergency. I keep telling you he's in pain. He can't sleep.
Mr. Ryan,
your father has been to the clinic 3 times in the last month. He is being treated for urinary tract infection. That is by no means an emergency. Now, if you have any more questions about your HMO plan, why don't you make an appointment to come in between 10 and 4, Monday through Friday?
Right, well, what does my father do about sleeping tonight?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
I am my supervisor.
Yeah, what is your name?
Shaniqua Johnson.
Shaniqua, what a big fucking surprise that is.
Oh.
Vehicle, John. The plates don't match. The driver's got to be 40. Nobody jacks a car and takes it to Studio City.
They were doing something. Where I can see him, please. I'm gonna need to see your driver's license and registration.
No problem. I'm gonna have to reach inside of the glove compartment to get the registration. Is that okay?
Nice and slow, please.
Okay.
How are you tonight, officer?
Excellent.
Here you go.
Stay inside the vehicle, please. Step out of the car, please, sir.
Wait a minute, officer. I haven't been drinking or anything.
We shouldn't have a problem.
He doesn't drink. He's a Buddhist, for Christ's sake.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Step onto the sidewalk, sir. That's good, right there. Look at me. I want you to stand on your right foot, touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand.
I told you he doesn't drink.
Ma'am, I'm only going to tell you one time to stay in the vehicle.
Ma'am.
Honey, I'm okay. I got this.
Don't you ma'am me. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Look, officer, my wife has had a couple drinks.
All right, both of you, turn around, put your hands on top of your head and interlock your fingers.
No, wait a minute. We're only a block
hands
away from our
hands on your head,
house.
Interlock your fingers.
That's
hands
not
on
even
your
necessary.
Head, interlock your fingers.
Look,
here
I'm a
go.
Television director. Wait! Me and my wife are just coming home from an award show.
Calm down. Calm down.
Yes, I'm nothing wrong.
Put your hands on top of your head, ma'am.
Will you just do what he says?
Fuck you.
Put your hands
and
on
you
top of your head, ma'am.
You keep your fucking hands off me. Fucking pig!
Christine, just stop talking!
It's quite a mouth you have.